This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 321 of the Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast, Elizabeth and I interviewed writer and educator Julie Lithcott-Hames about her new book, Your Turn, How to Be an Adult. I read that book several weeks ago, and it includes a story that I keep returning to in my mind and thinking about. That's because the story that Julie Lithcott-Hames relates is a terrific example of the fact that even when we're experiencing a lot of anger, resentment, or frustration toward another person, sometimes when we're able to see things from that person's perspective, our own feelings can change dramatically. I love it when someone has the right thing to say. Being able to give someone a new perspective, to give someone a deeper understanding that allows them to put aside negative emotions, well, that's one of the most helpful ways to have the right words. In the book, Julie Lithcott-Hames describes a difficult conversation she had with her mother during the pandemic's safer at home period. Their family spent that time at home together. Julie, her husband Dan, her 81-year-old mother, and her two kids. It was a year into this stuck-at-home time, and one day her mother angrily complained that she'd seen family members only 3 times in the past 2 weeks. But Julie knew that she and her mother had seen each other at least 20 times in the last 2 weeks, and she knew that because despite all her other responsibilities, she'd made a special point to stop by her mother's cottage every day to say hi or check in. Julie describes her mix of emotions as she listened to her mother. She felt angry and unappreciated. And she also wondered whether she had to worry about her mother's memory. Julie told her 18-year-old daughter, Avery, about this. The grandchildren call their grandmother Gaga. And Avery said, "Mom, I think maybe both you and Gaga are right." She explained, "You know you check in with Gaga daily. You make the effort every single time. I see that. But to Gaga, it's not a real visit unless you sit down for at least 45 minutes and she offers you a beverage." And with this observation, Julie thought, crystal clear. Gall darn if this kid wasn't 100% right. I was relieved and was able to cool down almost instantly. She understood why she and her mother saw the same situation so differently, and she saw how they could fix it. She explains, "From that day forward, I've tried to show up to be what my mother needs and deserves, which means I've had an 8 a.m. coffee date with my mom on her front stoop every weekday. I sleep in on the weekends." And she made sure to tell her daughter Avery how much she appreciated that insight. It's so easy to get locked into arguments about who's right and who's wrong and who did what. Sometimes, even when the facts don't change, we feel differently about those facts. because we understand someone else's point of view. I'll post a link to Julie Lithcott-Hames's book, Your Turn, How to Be an Adult, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.